Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
5 o'clock. Nice to have you. Now, Sully, you were mentioning that you wanted to bring something up here. I'm all for it. I mean, if it beats me talking Patricia, I'm good. I know we got a lot of callers who want to rap about, you know, game day experience at live sporting events, how lousy it is. I crushed Michigan State football. I mean, how dare Bill Beekman act like he's making major changes to the game day experience? A pretzel stand outside of Section 8 and a couple of televisions? Wow. Sweeping reform, Bill. But they're Amish gourmet.
Those sound good. I'm really looking forward to trying those.
Yeah, good luck. There's one stand for 70,000 people. I'm sure the line will be great. Maybe it'll hire more of those old volunteers they have at the rest of the concession stands. Oh, man, that just tasted so good. There you go. Go up to Spartan Stadium. See Pat banging out a few Amish-style pretzels.
I've had the soft pretzels at Spartan Stadium before, and they are not good. So hopefully these are better.
Neither's the football lately. Go ahead.
The hot dogs aren't either. So I wanted to bring this up to you because it kind of got me thinking. USA Today did this huge list. It's called Ranking College Football's Top 25 Teams Based on Likeability.
What?
Talking about not the best teams, but the most likable teams out of the top 25 in terms of, hey, you don't have to be a fan of this school, but you can still like this team.
So pet teams that qualify to be your sports mistress.
Right. Your second favorite team or
like
whatever.
Like you're a Wolverine scumbag, but this team is your pet team.
Correct. And the number one most likable team, they said, this upcoming season is Oklahoma and Jalen Hurts.
What?
And how Oklahoma's offense is extremely fun to watch. The Sooners are fun. Jalen Hurts, Heisman favorite, whatever. And, of course, Oregon was second, partly because of Nike and just all the stuff they do. But it just kind of got me thinking. I wanted to ask you, do you think that you, A, do you have a mistress team? Or do you think that's even possible to have?
Well, okay. As in, I really root for their success above my, you know, on par with my team. No.
Is there like a West Coast team or something where you like root for though?
Well, like there, I think part of it is I like teams that aren't a threat to me. So like they're kind of cute and they're harmless and I can root for them. So like I've always had a soft spot for Texas Tech.
Okay.
I know they're cheaters, and I know they're all the way out in Lubbock, and it's weird, but I'll be damned. You know, they're head-to-toe murdered out in black, and they got some cool traditions, and they're usually throwing it 80 times a game. I mean, does that qualify?
Yeah, and mine would be TCU. I think that I've always liked TCU because, A, the colors are cool, and, B, there's no reason TCU should be good. There's just not with how many good programs are in Texas, but they always find a way to be good and competitive. But I don't know. I think that the idea of having a mistress or a B team besides your favorite team, I think it is possible.
A B team.
I think it is possible to have the team you root for, but to then admit, yeah, I like this team. You know, I like Washington State or I like Iowa State or there's some random team where you can, hey, if Michigan's not on, I do like watching this team play, watching this team win.
My problem, and it's not a problem. I am more apt to form that opinion based on the game I'm watching. Meaning, what's on the line? What's the storyline? What's the deal? Who are they playing? Like, I will find myself rooting for one team one week and then hating their guts later in the year. Does that make any sense or does that sound crazy?
Well, I guess I'm asking for not necessarily variables where it can change. Like, there's got to be a team where you love the colors, love the head coach, or just the program itself. Because, I don't know, like, If that tells me that the team's changing week by week, that's kind of more of just a spur of the moment. Hey, I'd like to see like to see this team knock off this team.
But
tonight.
An example. Let's say TCU is playing Ohio State. I'm probably not rooting for TCU. I like when Ohio State's good. I like watching the Big Ten be good up until it's time for me to play them. But yet later in the year, TCU is playing on a Saturday night against Texas. And I'm all in. And it's go TCU, go. It just depends on the storyline and what's around it. Now,
the mistress team has to be a school that doesn't really impact your team at all. So, okay, for instance, if Michigan plays TCU in a big bowl game,
go TCU.
But I'm saying, or for your example, if Michigan State plays Texas Tech, of course you're rooting for Michigan State.
Right.
But I think there's opportunity to at least root for other teams when your team's not playing, especially with the West Coast games where it's a totally different time slot than yours.
This is tough. Mike, maybe I'm different. I don't know. I don't know that I can give you one team. It really, watch. Ask me who I'm rooting for next Thursday night. Killer rivalry game, Utah-BYU.
Who?
Don't know yet. I'll let you know when I'm watching the game.
So you got to get a feel for the game.
Yeah. I don't know. Utah might wear uniforms that really anger me, so I'll just root for BYU. I don't know.
I have a buddy of mine who is a huge Michigan fan, but he always says that he just absolutely loves Clemson. Right now, and has always loved Clemson, loved the fact that they're not a huge powerhouse, but they still have enough resources and the tradition of touching the rock and all that. I think that's possible to have.
I almost find it easier if you're asking me for one across-the-board team to root for. In years past, I'm a big Phillip Rivers guy, and I would root for the Chargers as a side team. Now, I'll be rooting for the Browns. I love the storylines,
exactly.
And I love Baker Mayfield. But college? I don't know, man. I've got so much hate in my heart. I don't know that I could actually root for another college team outside of watching the game and just making that snap emotional decision.
See, I'm surprised you don't have one. You always talk about how you love Wyoming's helmets or love Murray State's logo. That's not big-time college football.
I do, but give me some of these other teams.
Yeah, so let's see. The other top team's Texas, which I don't know how that's up there.
How
number
is
three.
That possible?
Washington State was number four.
Why?
How about UCF, number five? You know, rooting for the underdog, I guess.
I find Central Florida exceedingly annoying because they continue to chirp about deserving a national title.
Yeah.
I'm going to go no on UCF.
Northwestern's up there as well.
Hell no. MSU can't beat them. And I love Fitzgerald. I hope Northwestern goes 0-12.
Texas A&M and Iowa State up there as well.
Iowa State is interesting. Iowa State is one of those bizarro schools where I don't know how they get anybody to go play there. They always are dressed up. They look just like USC. The kid I used to love for Iowa State, now you got to go way back on this one. There were two players that were, maybe the top two football players in Iowa State history. You got to go all the way back to the mid-90s. And, Mike, they wore the ugliest uniforms you'll ever see. You got to pull these up. Kid named Troy Davis. He was a running back. And somehow, some way, Iowa State was straight trash. They were garbage. But the kid ran for 2,500 yards. He could not be stopped. And they're wearing these discount bargain bin jerseys. They're getting crushed in the Big 8, the Big 12. I don't even know if it was Big 12 by then. Troy Davis got me interested in them. And then when I was in college, there was a 5'9 quarterback. He was kind of a welfare Anton Randall L, kid named Seneca Wallace.
Oh, of course.
At Iowa State. I would say Iowa State might qualify in this list for me. I always find myself pulling for them if they play Texas or if they play A&M or if they play Oklahoma.
Underdog.
And I am a big fan. I am a big fan of their head coach, Matt Campbell. I think Matt Campbell's going to the NFL before too long.
Yeah, and I think that there's off-field stuff that might factor in, too, with the mistress team. I mean, for instance, Iowa State, one of the things they mention in here is, their nostalgic, quirky halftime shows might be the most entertaining thing about this team in 2019.
The hell are you talking about?
They're just known for having these crazy dancing dinosaur halftime shows and whatnot.
No, what you got to go look at, Look at, thank God Roberto's not here. He can't take this sound and use it against me. Look at the size of Troy Davis's shoulder pads. You have got to see this.
Yeah, he was two-time All-American.
No, he was fabulous.
Heisman Trophy runner-up.
Yeah, Mike, but he wore the biggest shoulder pads in the history of football. Each shoulder pad was the size of a human head. What the hell happened to Troy Davis?
He played for the Saints for a couple years, then he played in the CFL.
No, I mean like in life. Like, where is this cat? I always wonder about these guys. Like 90s running backs, Troy Davis and Chris Darkins were two of my favorites. Where, whatever happened to Troy Davis? Let me see. Hold on. While we're getting these phone calls. What happened to Troy Davis? College, career? Hold on. I'm going to answer this question. Oh, no. Public intoxication. After being inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame? Ooh.
Yeah, that's all you can really find about
him. And then he had a crazy, he had a good career in the CFL. Good for him. Yeah, NFL, you're right. He didn't do diddly-poo. Back-to-back at Iowa State, back-to-back 2,000-yard seasons. Jesus.
That's right. Insane.
There you go. There's my pet team. Mid-90s
like
Iowa State.
I like it.
I got
everyone, everyone has a mistress, right? Come on. A sports mistress.
Okay, Mike.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.